Jeff West Locker Room Chat, it continues here tonight. I'm Brandon Tam, and we got Joe Smith, boys basketball coach over at Jefferson West, joining us here for a few minutes. It is presented by Heinen Repair. Another Locker Room Chat. It's week number 8. Coach, kind of a lot to dissect here since we last spoke a week ago. You guys have grinded out some games in a pretty short amount of time against three very good teams. You know, Marysville, that first one in that stretch last week, and then the very next night you play a ranked team on the road in St. Mary's. And then Rossville, another ranked team in your current game, or most recent game, I should say, on Tuesday night. Certainly a tough stretch, you know, a lot to dissect and take away from it. And you guys will get Wabunsee on Friday. We'll talk about them in a moment. But just kind of this stretch you guys have played here over the last few days.
I mean, it's been brutal. And like I said, the league is, I feel like I say this every week, the league is tough. And, you know, we kind of hit a stretch where we got, you know, quite a few really, really good teams back-to-back, including Marysville, who's not in our league, but, you know, a really tough, really well-coached group. So to, you know, combine that with the week that we had previously where we had three games also. So, I mean, 6 games in 2 weeks against pretty much all really, really good teams and mostly ranked teams is, that's a brutal stretch to go through.
Yeah, where do you feel like your team is at right now? We still got a few weeks left here in the regular season. You certainly want to be playing your best ball once you get towards the end of February. Where do you see the team is at right now? What's kind of the key focus moving forward as we jump into this final stretch?
As you know, basketball is, like we talk about, it's just a game of up and downs all the time. And I think that kind of comes with the stuff that you struggle with throughout the season as well. So, you know, starting the year, turnovers and rebounding were, you know, big issues for us and some things that we, you know, focused heavily on in practice. Rebounding, I'm proud of my guys because, you know, rebounding has been a major improvement for us. We, you know, guys are really bought into boxing out and not giving up, you know, second chance opportunities, which I think, you know, has hurt us in quite a few games. You know, we can't let, you know, any team, but especially not really, really good teams, have multiple chances to score. So positive on that is, you know, my guys really have, you know, bought into, you know, trying to find a body, box out, and limit teams to one shot. But, you know, that has improved, and then we've fallen off in some other areas. So, again, credit to my guys for just, you know, you battling through some adversity and playing through some adversity and, you know, playing hard. But we still got some, you know, improvements to make, as I'm sure most teams do. And I'm hoping that, you know, in these last couple of weeks, we can get back to, you know, some things that we were doing early in the season, and especially just kind of finding that joy in playing games.
Yeah, and we get out of this, you know, tough stretch here. You know, those last couple of league games against two teams certainly towards the top and ranked with, you know, the likes of St. Mary's and Rossville, you get a chance to kind of step out of the league here for at least one tilt on Friday night at home against Wabunsee. How much have you been able to kind of dive into them and just kind of the expectations for that next matchup on Friday?
I think a big thing for, you know, for us, I was able to watch them, I believe last night they played Axtell, and I think their previous game was against Onega. You know, so I was able to kind of watch them and just kind of see what, you know, what they do offensively and defensively. And, you know, looks like they like to, you know, get up and down and play fast and press and trap a little bit. So, just making sure these next 2 days that we're prepared for them to come to town. And, again, you know, kind of making sure we want to take away the things that they do well, but, you know, still also just kind of focusing on us and just making sure my guys is, you know, confidence stays, you know, in the right spots and just ready to keep competing and finishing out the year, you know, and on a positive note, and especially heading into Substate. Hopefully we can, you know, make a little run there.
There it is. Jeff West, boys basketball coach Joe Smith, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Tigers back to it on Friday. They're going to be at home in a non-league game taking on the Chargers of Wabunsee. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.